Jane.
And Tiffany the last.
And we're at the Jumping Turtle with the Luxury Suites.
Hello, I'm Kevin, the lead singer of the Luxury Suites.
I'm Mitch, the rhythm guitarist and backup vocals.
Louis Caprinelli, drummer.
I'm Andrew Coonrad, the guitar player.
Hi, I'm Ryan and I play bass.
So the first thing I want to know is where you get your drugs.
Oh my gosh.
I'd like to give a shout out to Greenway Compassion Relief because they are awesome. I like to thank Eric and Randy and Stu and all the homies down there. And that's where I get the drugs.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I get drugs from Andrew.
Whoa!
No, we don't do that around here. I'm just kidding.
That's all fibbing. So now, pretty much anywhere in Santa Cruz, you turn. You can turn left, you can turn right, you can go forward, you can go backward. And you got drugs. So, yeah.
So it's not a stereotype.
No, it's true. It's true. Yeah. The article they had on about UCSC, the most stoned campus in the world, straight dead honest.
Yeah, 420 UCSC is pretty much a big giant cloud of awesome.
Yeah, you know, no, there's probably some pollution coming from UCSC, just weed smoke, so there you go.
Greenhouse gases when you got pot gases.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about Luxury Suites and your tight jeans and your genre. It seems like that doesn't really fit in with Santa Cruz, this, or the stereotype of the hippies. Is that...
Well, the hippies, I don't know. Nah, not really.
Are they still around, or maybe...
We're trying to start the scene up there. I mean, we've been in different bands for about 6 years now, and we've just been trying to work on it. Different promoters helping us out, and this is our first tour, so... We're trying to do it and make Santa Cruz an actual happening place.
Yeah, it has been. It's gone, you know, through phases. And as of right now, there's seems like all the promoters that would book our genre of music kind of just peaced out. So, but anyway, no, it doesn't fit in with the hippies. The hippies, I don't know, they're kind of more just druggies than hippies.
To be honest, it's more, there's in Santa Cruz, there's this conservative group where they all move to Santa Cruz to buy nice houses and to live there because it's a beautiful place. And then there's the liberals that sit around and do nothing but yell at everyone about how they're... And, I mean, it's the classic environment of conservative people that don't talk to anyone and have all the money and the liberals that yell at everyone and don't do anything. And so you have the conservatives that you never see, and then you have the raging hippies that you do see. And they're not so much hippies as just ragers, you know. They just, whatever they're... Whether it's the lesbian capital of the world or Surf City or whatever you want to call it, it's definitely a hot spot for activists.
And you guys have been together since 8th grade, so you've grown up in that, and now you're coming out with your own style of music.
Yeah, we've been playing together for a kajillion years, and, you know, it's progressed through the years. It's started out as more of a street punk sort of, we're little angry teenagers, and then...
Our first song we recovered was Louie Louie.
Yeah,
Louie Louie.
Yeah, Louie Louie in the garage. I played drums and could barely hold a beat, and my mom was on the phone to my grandma saying, "Oh my God, look at it, they're playing it."
I have a band.
She still does that though, so no, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, nothing's changed on that part. Nothing, but as far as our music, yeah, we've progressed through the years and gotten way better. So, it's more rock and roll music than it is punk.
So I was just wondering, because you guys are all wearing matching t-shirts that say high school, and you've been referring to yourself as that all night, so what's up with that?
That has nothing to do with our band at all. It's actually our friend's band that's named High School, and we thought it'd be funny to wear all of their t-shirts and say that we were from High School, California.
Plus, we like to be itchy and sweaty, and these are completely and entirely screen-printed on the front, and so my whole chest is covered in awesome sweat.
Shout out to Brad, Twitch to the Tune clothing.
Yeah.
And we're wearing all of his shirts. But no, that has absolutely not a damn thing to do with the Luxury Suites. We're just being a bunch of jackasses.
Except for that most of us act like we're still in high school.
So. Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Okay, back to your grandma, Kevin. Yes, I've talked to her. And I know she's a huge music fan. And she wanted me to thank you for when she was at the Great American Music Hall. Yeah. And she was in the mosh pit and you stopped the show. And you said, hey, my grandma's in the mosh pit. Please look out for her.
Yeah, I mean, she was right up there in the front and everybody else was raging, like 1,500 people, you know. And she's right up there going, oh, it's Luxury Suites. So what can I do but say, hey, that's my grandma. Watch out. So, you know. You gotta look out for your fans, and that's what we try and do. So.
Okay, so you guys participated in the Emergenza Music Festival. Would you mind explaining your experience with that?
It was a good experience. It teaches you really how to be a band and get on stage quickly and get off stage as quickly as you possibly can. We made it through like four rounds, I think. Got to the West Coast Finals, placed seventh. It was an awesome experience. Definitely the most people we've ever played for, but. I mean, at the same time, it's a huge industry, and there's nothing you can do to try to get to the top but just work your ass off, and that's what we did. We rented, what, 3 charter buses all together?
On a credit card that I am still in debt from.
But it was a great experience.
Yeah, it was good.
That's something that Emergenza, that they don't really tell you. I mean, it's kind of a money-making thing for them. They make a whole bungload of money on ticket sales because they force you to pre-sale tickets for the venues, which is a great marketing campaign for the whole company itself. Uh-huh. But what it does that they don't tell you for the bands, the underlying thing is it makes you, you know, it really, like you said, it really teaches you how to get on quick, teaches you to be organized, teaches you to cut your set down to a specific time. It cuts out the ragtag, which is something that a lot of local bands and beginning bands don't really do very well. It's the keeping things organized, keeping everyone on the same page, on the same place at the same time, ready to go, and not like, where's Mitch, where's Luke, where's the drummer, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing is completely eliminated, because if you don't go on within the 3 minutes, your set's cut down to 11 minutes instead of 14 minutes, you know? Which is something that's really awesome about that festival. So if you're a band that's looking to get organized and need practice and have to be forced to do it, Emergenza's good for that, because they'll whip your ass into doing it right.
Don't forget credit card debt.
Oh yeah, that too.
But you don't have to rent buses. That was just our genius idea, to put beer on a bus and send people to San Francisco. So well, it worked pretty well. It worked really well. We didn't win, but we had fun. So
yeah, you got a free guitar out of it.
Yeah, I want a guitar. Hey, look at that.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I remember seeing one of your bulletins a few months ago about you guys playing for some labels in San Francisco also. So is that cool, or is it just a bunch of shit?
No, it was actually a really, really good experience, and we played for, it was like 7 different labels. It was something like Warner Brothers, Universal, Sony, Epic, there's all the, you know, there's only really 4 major labels, and they're all, you know, all the same company, but we played for all of them, and it was really good. And that also, we practiced the same damn set for, what, 2 months straight? The same we got to play 3 songs, and we practiced those 3 songs for a month straight until we hated those songs so much that we wanted to stab ourselves in the head. But
the neck.
The neck, yeah, whatever. Anyway, we got in front of all of them, and we got the best band of the night, and all the labels were, you know, really into it. But major label industry is in free fall right now, so it's kind of harder to get signed.
Something that I heard last night from someone, which is interesting, there was a band that's actually playing in the background. They were having people look at them from record companies, and I talked to one of the guys in the band today, and he was saying that the record labels, this is a quote, record labels can't afford to lose money, and so they don't do it anymore where they invest in bands. They find a band that they can make money on in the moment, and they it's a consumer industry now, because people don't buy records and keep them in the room and love them and put them on the wall anymore, except for Mitch. They buy the hit, and they buy it online, and then they put it on their iPod, and then it's just in with the thousands of songs that they listen to every once in a while. And it's sort of the music industry is
instead of pampered and loved, and
exactly.
It's
just sort of sad for bands, but it's the honest to goodness truth.
What they told us at that, the people who put on A&R Connections was the people who put on the show, and they said the major label industry, we can't fuck you like we used to fuck you. Quote. And it's true. They can't, you know, you
can't afford to.
to, you know.
You used to buy a whole record for one song, and that's $17 for the record. Now it's 99 cents for that one song, and screw the rest of the record.
Exactly.
So.
So what's your guys, what's your plan then? I mean, if you guys know this stuff.
Keep going and just try. And I mean, you know, it's not a dead end street. It's not, you know, people are still getting signed. People are still, and
at the same time, it's still good exposure because with the internet and everything, it's easy to find songs. It's easy to just, you know, MySpace and everything. You can just easily work out getting your album without having to go to a store and everything. I mean, everything's changing, but I don't think it's a bad thing at the same time.
Yeah, it's different. It's a different way of working.
Something that's still there that you can't forget about is the passion for the music. There's always going to be people that love the music, you know, and the percentage of those people are diminishing because people, you know, it's a younger and younger audience that buys music. It's no longer parents taking their kids to the Warfield to go see the band that they love. It's kids going out on their own and cutting up their clothes and going up to the show locally and finding their way in and drinking beer in the back parking lot. I mean, that's...
Well, that's always happened. That's always been
something that it's hard to remember is that it's about the music. It's not about, I mean, it's about loving what you do and having fun, and not, you know, it's not about finding that record label that's going to make you millions of dollars. It's about having fun and doing what you love. And once that's gone, then there's nothing left, you know.
And you guys are having a lot of fun up there. Even Rachel, we wish we were Rachel up there.
I know. We were both being like, we want to be her.
Yeah, we had an extra on tonight. We had actually Rachel, our sixth band member.
I mean, some bands, you know, kind of give the girls the dirty look that want to get up on the stage, but you guys...
Oh, no, no, no. We had to have her singing and dancing with us because, you know, she's the sixth member, and she had a high school shirt on, too, so that was another reason. But, yeah, she's our homie.
She's a homegirl.
So...
Can you do one of your... A lot of your songs, you have the, oh, oh, oh. Can you do one of those, Kevin?
Oh, God.
Yeah, Kevin isn't actually the one that does those.
Oh, who is
oh,
it?
Oh, no. Okay, now we're getting ego battle here.
Yeah, everyone.
Okay. All right, we got to do it. Three. If I want you, baby, I'll let you know. I don't know.
Come on, guys.
See, he doesn't want to do it.
Oh. Oh,
okay, you want to do Tilling? What? I don't even know.
Until then, baby, keep your hands off me.
Okay.
That's right.
Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Till then, baby, keep your hands off me. Yeah. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Till then, baby, keep your hands off me.
Finished up with a tour.
Yeah.
How did that go? Did you guys have any stops in particular that were exciting or any stories from the road?
Well, the first stop was amazing. Seattle was a very good show. We got to play with a lot of cool bands like the Cute Leppers, and
that was a really sweet show,
and everybody loved it. And the response to every single show so far has been really spectacular.
Yeah, people have been liking us. We haven't made any money except for that show, but.
That's oh, we've okay. made a couple bucks.
Oh, yeah, $18.
We got $18
oh,
one night. In San Francisco. Yeah. Yeah, that was rad.
So all you San Francisco guys, thanks.
Suck it.
It was Sunday night.
It was Sunday night, and there was, you know, a lot of people there that had no money. So
yeah, everyone was at church. So.
Yeah, exactly. But no, let's see. We slept at a rest stop for 45 minutes on our way down straight from Portland to San Francisco. IHOP at 6 in the morning. Worst Eggs Benedict in the world, by the way. IHOP, you suck at Eggs Benedict.
This is another shout out.
Yeah.
This is a shout out.
Me and Mitch ordered Eggs Benedict at 5:59 a.m. and it blew. So, I mean, wow. Oh, we asked how long it would take to get to San Francisco from there, and every person over, let's say, 75 that was in the place chimed in and told us about their granddaughters and everything, about how they can make the drive in less than 8 hours.
Yeah, we got a range of 7 to 11 hours, so we're hoping to get somewhere in there.
The minivan was pretty awesome, too. We had to, we got a really good tour story.
Yeah.
We had this van that was an 84 Ford Econoline. We fixed it up, got it all in prime condition, ready to go. Drove
prime
what, about
condition.
5 miles out of town, and the radiator exploded. Full on.
It's probably more like 3/4 of a mile out of town.
Yeah. And we had to rent a minivan to tour the rest up to Seattle and Portland, and
when we came home, we had to return it and pay some money. But it was fun. I mean, an exploding van is pretty cool. It's yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you ever rent from Enterprise, they try to shaft you with this $150 smoking and the car fee. The way to get around that is you take it to a cheap-ass car wash in town and get it washed and have them put pina colada shit in it, and then they never know the difference. That works.
You smoke all day and all night in the van for $6.
Yep, there you go.
So there you go, Enterprise.
Ryan, we have a fan question from somebody, and they want to know, do you still work at the Falafel of Santa Cruz?
Nice!
Wow, Falafel. I know I don't. I technically do. I never quit, but I haven't been there in a while.
He still has a check waiting for him.
Actually, I owe them money. Yeah. So.
That's pretty good.
No, I'm not working there anymore. Sorry, Falafel.
Okay, so Kevin wore his Stunna shades tonight on stage. Why didn't anyone else join in?
Because I like to see what I'm doing when I'm playing. I can't see down. I either have to wear them like on my forehead so I could look under them, or I don't know. I didn't wear my Stunna shades tonight.
I have to give Luke credit though. They're not even mine. I actually asked him for these today, and he's like, "Dude, the things that go on your nose fell off, and it really hurts to wear them. So go for it. You can wear them." And so they give you like a rash on your nose, but I wore them because. I looked half cool. So the other half of me stayed in Santa Cruz, but. Yeah, no, I just had to rock them because I don't have to play an instrument and all I'm doing is looking. So, now we're being asked for drinks.
Oh, same as Andrew, I need to be able to see my guitar. Yeah.
There's enough lighting, you can play with glasses, but this place is kind
of
dark.
I've tried to wear sunglasses before. They fall off my head. They come off. I rock out too hard.
Luke's the sweat bucket of the band.
How about you?
I couldn't find mine.
Okay, so what are you guys working on now? What's coming up for the Luxury Suites?
I have no idea. What are we working on now? I would say, well, we have a bunch of new songs that we don't have put together yet that are, you know, they're ready, but we just have to sit down and put them all together. Yeah, and we have another an album that has a bunch of songs on it that hasn't gotten released yet. And basically just writing more songs to get a whole, you know, another album out. And yeah, thinking about doing like a tour in the winter, like Christmas break time. Basically, I would say like the same kind of tour we did, but more dense, so we don't have to drive 800,000 miles in between each show. Uh-huh. And maybe not a minivan, maybe a full-size one this time so we can stretch our legs. At one point during the drive, me and Andrew were like, dude, this sucks so bad. So we're like, I was like, okay, I have an idea. I'll lie on the floor sideways from door to door, and you lie on the seat. And he was like, Kevin, you do have your moments. You do have your moments.
One time on tour, Kevin was using his brain. It was brilliant. It was awesome.
We got to record Mitch's new song, Lightning Love, and we got a bunch of new ones in the works. So, yeah.
Is it true that Smash Mouth is helping you guys out?
No, it's not at all. No, actually, yeah, they are. It's Greg Camp has
nothing to do with Smash Mouth.
Well, Greg Camp's in Smash Mouth. But he's not, I mean, we're not doing the record with Smash Mouth. It's just with his private production company sort of thing. So
it's Halfway to Hell Studios is what we're doing. And he's been recording our songs. Thank you, Greg. We love you very much. And so we've been just recording over there. And it's an amazing studio, an amazing quality that we get from it. And all of us are very grateful because we're all broke. And he helps us out a lot. So, yeah, he's been helping us and recording our stuff for us. So,
I always ask my musicians the same three questions at the end of interviews. So the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Oh my God!
Slang terms.
Ryan.
Keep it up. Do it, Beans.
Give something.
Beans, right there.
What do we use? I don't know.
Rage. Let's see.
Rage.
Oh, rage. Bold.
I say rage a lot. Bold.
We got rage. Bold. LaBones. Gonna go for a siesta. LaBones are cigarettes. We got scabalapiscos, which are all sorts of different things. Anything you could think of. That
what is it? Hey, when you're turning left, what do you say?
You make a loofty.
When you're turning right, you make a Rwanda.
And we got OPAB.
You got OPAB.
OPAB is when you need a pound of beer really quick. Operation Pound of Brew.
Yeah. That's when you're like,
the Luxury Suites are on now. And you're like, oh shit, Operation OPAB. And then you got Oh Snap if you're drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon, you know.
Yeah. Oh shit, drink this shitty Pabst. Oh snap. I don't know.
Always drinking too.
Yeah.
But let's see, what other ones? Mitch, you gotta have some.
Come on, Mitch.
I can't think of any right now.
Putting them on the spot, we just can't. It's not coming to us.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's all about the nicknames.
Yeah, we got nicknames. I mean, like, you got
Cal, Reno, Reesker,
Phil Lombowski. That's all just for Kevin right there. Yeah. We got Mitchell, Scotty Crow, the pirate, Mr. Crow himself, Scotty Croson, yeah. Pirate Croson. Then over here we got, shut up, we got Captain Lou, Captain Lucifer, Capernelli, Captain.
Or the Capus. New one, Syphilis. That's fucking awesome.
Luciferus, Luciferus Maximus.
We got it.
And then we got Ryan Rice and Beans, Beans O'Hara. Call him Burns, Baseball Brian, anything you want
to
call him.
And then I like to call Andrew Tracy. And that will just remain unknown.
Yeah.
All right, so what's everyone's drink of choice?
Wow. Mitch, when did you start?
I go for the whiskey sours.
I'll answer for Kevin. Kevin goes for the Xanax cocktails.
No. My drink of choice would be definitely rum and coke. It's BG, so we got Bacardi Gold right there. And I can thank Luke for that one. So, yeah.
But I drink Rockstar 21s. I call them dailies because
there's another
daily.
There's another slang. I need my daily.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Luke. He needs his daily. So.
And I like Guinness and Jaeger and oatmeal stout from the Seabright Brewery on Seabright in Santa Cruz. Woo!
Beer. I like beer.
Like Ryan
beer.
Lives the high life.
High life, Budweiser.
Lives the high life.
Coors Light.
Cheap beer works.
You can call Coors Coors.
Coors.
All right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Oh, man. Nope.
For chicks?
Nope. Luke has some war paint on right now.
Yeah.
Luke's got a little...
Tonight was the closest I think we get to eyeliner. I put on a little bit of war paint, then it fucking
he's got
smeared
some
everywhere. Oil-based paint.
Yeah, oil-based paint on his
straight
face.
Up.
But as far as eyeliner goes, that's for 80s rock bands.
Hopefully there's no lead in it.
Yeah.
The oil-based paint.
But no, I think we look cool enough without it, so we're all right, yeah.
And we're pirate pods, so could you give us your best pirate impression, guys, all together? Or
I mean, we were
Yo-ho?
No, let's say it. Okay, we had a song that Mitch also wrote.
Pirate song.
It's called The Pirate Song, so why don't we just, you know, you can.
Yeah. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Yeah, that's the beginning to our old song, The Pirate Song. So there you go.
You can buy our album nowhere, but
you can buy it at Streetlight Records in Santa Cruz.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Drive to Santa Cruz and buy our album, and it's got that song on it.
Or you can buy our songs off of our MySpace. Yeah, we can sell our songs for that good old 99 cents a song. Just buy the hit, don't buy the album, you know, of course. But theluxurysuites.com. There you go.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
When I think about a life and I sit down to reflect on what I've done, it's hard to think of you. And I'm 42. And if you don't love your song or a band, go fuck yourself, I don't care. No, you're trying to act cool like you think we do. Cause we're rock and roll, rock and roll rejects. And rock and roll, rock and roll rejects. And you just know that we are rock and roll rejects. Cause we're rock and roll rejects. A rock and roll rejects. And you just know that we are rock and roll rejects.
Was that on?
I don't know.